Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
So as we've been reporting all day, the president of Towson University has agreed to meet with the governor and the state comptroller to try and defend, it seems, her decision to eliminate the baseball and men's soccer programs at Towson. And the Board of Public Works, which includes the governor and comptroller, is holding a construction project hostage until they get some answers. WBAL's Keith Mills, a Towson alum, has been very vocal about this issue, and he joins us now from Sarasota, where he's covering the O's. Keith, thanks for being with us.
Mary Beth, how are you?
Great. It's cold up here.
It's 75 and sunny here.
Okay. Let's move on.
It's beautiful.
All right. So you heard the news about what's happening with Maravine Lusky and the governor now and the comptroller jumping into the fray and essentially calling her on the carpet in front of the Public Works Department to defend her decision to eliminate these sports. What are your thoughts on it? Are you surprised that this has happened? And did you have anything to do with it?
I don't think I had anything to do with it, and I'm not surprised for two reasons. One, the parents and alumni who have been vocal in regards to the report that came out a couple of weeks ago when she decided to cut the programs have asked a couple of questions that still are not being answered. One, in relation to Title IX, Dr. Lesky said they spoke to some experts in Title IX, and the parents have asked, well, who are those experts? Because we have also spoke to experts, and they say that it is not a Title IX problem. So they want to know who in the Title IX department that they have spoke with. There's a parent of one of the players works for the Department of Education, Patty Johnson, who walked down to the Title IX office in D.C. and asked the people if it was a Title IX issue, and they were told it was not. The other part that is very concerning to the players is the deficit in the athletic department budget. When Mike Waddell took over as the athletic director, there was a $500,000 surplus, $450,000 to be exact. Now there's a $1.3 million deficit, and the parents really want to know where that money has gone. And I think right now, Controller Francho and Governor O'Malley want to know the same thing. The other layer to this, MB, is how the players and coaches were treated. And Controller Francho referred to that in his comments yesterday and again today to C4 on WBAL. And to me, this is disgraceful how it was handled, how the players were basically shepherded into this room at the United Fieldhouse. And Dr. Lesky now is backtracking as to whether there was police.
She said there was
there were certainly one
officer
there.
Is what she said today.
That's not true. I talked to two baseball players, and they said there was three or four of them in the room, and there was another half a dozen outside. So, I think Dr. Lesky, if she is calling the players liars in this case, she's making a major mistake, to be perfectly honest with you.
So,
and the coaches were not allowed to be in with the players when this decisions were made. They were placed in another room with other members of the athletic department and the administration, and were handed their termination papers just like that. These were two guys, Mike Gottlieb and Frank Olszewski, with 35 years of service to the school.
Keith, I'm going to ask you to speculate just a little bit. Who do you think got to the governor and got to the comptroller?
I don't know. I assume the public opinion that was generated from a variety of things, the parental questions that were asked. There's a group of pretty influential alumni who have remained relatively quiet. John Schurholz is one of those alumni whose name's on the baseball stadium. Privately, they were meeting with some people. I think in the long run, it was the parents, objections to all of this and the alumni that may have gotten Governor O'Malley and Controller Francho's attention. Whoever got their attention certainly got their attention, because I tell you what, they were very critical of how this thing went down.
Yeah, and they are holding this construction project in Harford County sort of hostage. They put a halt to it until they get some answers. And it sounds like from Francho, at least, we have not heard from the governor today, but it sounds like from Francho, the only answer he wants is that these programs are reinstated. And my question to you is the damage done?
Well, she's Dr. Lesky apparently today with C4 said she's not reversing her decision.
She did say that.
Controller Francho says that's not acceptable. There's going to be an impasse when she meets on April the 3rd, I believe, with the Public Works Board. The parents, MB, have told me they just want the athletic department and President Leschke to come forward and be honest and open with how they reached their decision to do this and the process that was used to go through this whole thing. They think it was a witch hunt, and they want Dr. Leschke and Mike Waddell to stand up and say, here's how we reached this decision. So, they apparently have not heard what they find to be an acceptable explanation.
So they want some transparency.
They want some transparency, absolutely. No
right.
question about it.
Keith, thanks a lot. Thanks for joining in on the conversation.
Hey, I appreciate it. Tonight, by the way.
Too. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk to Fred in about 15 minutes.
Okay,
anything
we'll
you want to add real quick?
Nick, good news for Nick Markakis. He says he could play. He's waiting for the doctor's approval to give him the go-ahead to start playing.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Keith.
Okay.